Ephesians, the third chapter, we're going to start at the second verse. We'll kind of jump around a little bit. If ye have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, where this is Paul talking, how by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge and in the mystery of Christ. When I came to this church, I didn't understand those things. I wondered, I said, Lord, you know, got all of this New Testament here in this book, but nobody's touching on it. And I said, and I was sitting in my seat, and I'm like, Lord, I know it's more to it than the three Hebrew boys. I know it's more to it than Moses crossing the Red Sea.
Come on now.
Those are very important things, but I know that, you know, that I can't live back there. Mm-hmm. I'm saved, mm-hmm. I'm filled with your spirit, mm-hmm. and I need to understand where I am right now. Those things are good, those things are encouragement in their place, but I need something where I can stand now.
Come on now.
And so I ran into Pastor Gardner, and he began to explain these things. Now, Paul is talking about, if you have heard the dispensation of grace which God gave me. God gave him a dispensation of the word so that he could pass that word out to others. And I thank God for the Lord giving a dispensation of grace to our pastor.
Yes.
So that it was given to me so that by revelation I was made to understand the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
Christ in me, with the hope that I become just like Jesus.
Yeah.
Because when I first came up in church, they told you you couldn't be like Jesus. You were off the deep end if you were trying to be like Christ.
Right.
But here in the word it says that I can know this mystery and I can understand it. He says, whereby when you read it, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And the thing I like about a pastor is that pastor has given, he has shared that knowledge. He hasn't hoarded it like some so that they will present themselves as being better or more intelligent.
Yeah.
That's what this thing is all about, that we all share in a corporate union, because God wants us all at the same place with the same knowledge at the same time.
Amen.
That as a body,
Amen.
We can go forward together. Not only this church, but all the churches, because all of the churches that have the Spirit of God in them, it doesn't matter what name they have on the front of their building, they belong to God.
Yes. Yes.
And it's his ministry and it's his instruction.
Right.
Amen.
So God wants us to understand the knowledge of that mystery in Christ. Jump down to the seventh verse. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Now you have to understand something about Paul. Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, but Paul did not understand. Paul didn't have access to the gospel like we do. Paul didn't know about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mm-hmm. Paul was very studious in the Old Testament, so God gave him that revelation about it so that he could expound it. The reason why a lot of that is because the Gospels are to the Jews. To the Jews. The king came to the Jews and they received him not. But as many as are led by him, we have the ability now to become the sons of God. Whereof he's been made a minister according to that working power. Uh-huh. Now he says, unto me, a verse, who am less than the least of all saints, is that grace given. Hmm. In other words, that's another attribute I like about our pastor. He is humble.
Amen.
Amen. He's humble. That is one of the earmarks of the nature of Christ, is
Amen.
Called humility.
Amen.
Christ humbled himself,
yes.
came down here,
yes.
took upon
yes.
a body, and talked with his people.
Yes.
He talked
yes.
to them face to face. He did not talk down to them. He did not belittle them, but he showed them love.
Amen.
That is part of this mystery
Amen.
That we're talking about
Amen.
Here. The mystery of God's love toward us.
Yes.
Who can, who, I'm getting ahead of myself, but who can understand God's love?
Right.
Amen.
The love that he has for us. that again. Unto me, who am the least, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. We all have fellowship in this thing. There's no separation. Okay? There's no big eyes and little you. See, that, you know, when I was talking about the outer limits, that's what I experienced. I experienced the big I and the little you. Okay? I heard folks talk about love, but you didn't see a whole lot of demonstration of it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just being real.
Amen.
I didn't see it. And the Bible says, by loving kindness yes. have I drawn thee.
Yes.
God draws by love. Where there's love, God's going to draw. When there is no love, there is no
Amen.
Drawing.
Amen.
Now, folks can get together because they like their little clique.
Come on now.
And their little group.
Yeah.
Or their little political thing. But that does not mean that the love of God is in it,
right.
Because when a situation or circumstance will come up, you will not see the love of God come forth from it. You will see everything else but the love of God come forth from it. Paul said unto me, who am less than the least of the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the heathens the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, he came into us, the Gentiles, because that's why we're not second-class citizens. I don't have to be a spiritual Jew or any of those other things. I can be a Gentile. That's why I was telling us the Bible study. A lot of times when I encounter other folks of other religions and they get to talking about, I was experiencing one, they were talking about this and that and wearing long dresses and all of this kind of stuff. I told them they weren't talking to me. What? He wasn't talking to me. He was talking to the Jews. Jesus didn't start talking to me until we got to Rome. And if you find out and if you search the book, all of those rituals and things that they do, if you look over in the book of Hebrews, you will find out that Jesus nailed all of those rituals to the cross.
That's right.
So I don't have to worry about a Sabbath day. I worship Jesus and I keep him whole.
Yeah.
He is my Sabbath day. He is my first fruit. And how do you say that? Because what he has produced in me, I give it back to him. It says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. So I don't have to listen to the folks on TV talk about give a first fruit offering when all I got to do is present myself to my Lord. I'm blessed whether or not I give like I was talking about this morning, a Pentecost offering. I'm talking about you not going to be blessed if you don't give that offering to Pentecost. That was to the Jews. God blessed them to come out of Egypt with that. I'm not in bondage anymore. Christ has made me free from the curse of the law, which is poverty, sickness, and death by his death on the tree and by him getting up and giving me this new life. That's where I've been made a partaker of this mystery.
Amen.
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
Come on, teacher. Mm-hmm.
Jump up to the fifth verse. Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. God hid this. Jump down to the ninth verse. I'm going to start with the word which. Which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. In other words, once again, I'm not a second class citizen. God had this plan for me from before time and space was put together. That's how much he loved me.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Jump back up to the fifth verse. I'm going to start with the word as. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Jesus said it like this. He said, I go in my Father's house, there are many mansions. I'm going to go away and I'm going to prepare a place for you that where I am, ye may be also. Uh-huh. In my Father's house are many mansions or many realms or many dwelling places. Uh-huh. If it were not so, I would have told. Mm-hmm. Well, Christ did go away and he did prepare the place. And we are now in the place. I don't have to wait to heaven to get to the place where God has for me. I'm in it right now. What's the place? It's his body. I'm a cell in his body. I'm dwelling in the realm in his body. The place that he prepared for me. Lord, I'm with him right now. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I'm sitting with him in the throne. Because I am seated in heavenly places according to this word. I've got great promises. I've got a great promise from my God. A great promise. Why did I say that? Because a lot of us are going through things. We have sicknesses in our body and we have heartaches and hurt. But God is letting us know, besides all this, I still love you and I've prepared a place for you. And you are in that place right now with all of my promises, all of my blessings, and all that I have determined that you should have.
Thank you, Lord.
So I am a partaker. I'm a fellow heir. I am a joiner. What does that mean? That means if this is what I'm supposed to receive, Jesus said that I'm a joint heir with him. We both have it. It's not split down the middle where he takes half and I take half. We both have it.
Right. Amen.
We both have this. Mm-hmm. I'm a joint heir with him in that promise by his God. Now, jump down to the 10th verse. To the intent now that unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church or through the church the manifold wisdom of God. We talk about flesh and we talk about it, but yeah, there's Lucifer and his angels and they tried to interfere. They tried to help man interfere. So God is not only showing man, he's showing them the manifold wisdom of God.
Amen.
What he intended in the beginning, that his people, which are called by his name, should be his dwelling place.
Amen.
11th verse, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. It was predetermined that I should be in the image of God. What does that say over there? And just turn over there right quick over there to Romans. Romans the 8th. The eighth chapter and the 28th verse. You have to say amen.
Amen.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. My purpose is not to be a pastor or a teacher. My purpose is not to lay hands on the sick or raise the dead.
Amen.
My purpose is to be, let's continue on, 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. I'm predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. That is my purpose.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That is a purpose that all can share. That's just like we're talking about the word prophet this morning. And a lot of folks, when they hear the word prophet, the first thing they think of is somebody that's doing some foretelling. I see you doing this, and I see God blessing you that way, and blah, blah, this, that. That's not a prophet. That's not a definition for a prophet. A prophet, according to the definition, Bible definition, is a spokesperson for God. That means anybody can be a prophet. As long as you speak these words and not your own.
Say that. Come on now.
Anybody. That's why the Bible says if they give you a glass of water, you get a prophet's reward. If you give a righteous man water, you'll get a righteous man's reward. If you speak the word, if you give a cold cup of water to anyone, you will not lose your reward.
Amen.
So we're all part of this thing. We're all part of the body. We're all spokespeople for God. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. You are a spokesperson for God. And we are conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brother, or the firstborn brother born in many brother.
All right.
Amen.
We are born again because he has placed himself within our life.
Amen.
It's not because we're as good or what your name is. It don't matter nothing about that or who your dad was or how much money you got in the bank. The bottom line is when it talks about the things of God, you are a born again believer because Christ has come and saved you himself.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
Amen.
I'm going to say it this way, since it's a gift, since that grace is a gift. For by love are ye saved through faith.
Yep.
Amen.
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 For by love are ye saved through faith. And it's not your faith he's talking about. He's talking about faithful, the faithful one.
Yeah.
Jesus, the faithful one. That's why we're saved through his love.
Yes. Yes.
So that nobody can boast about, I did this,
right,
and I did that, or point the finger at somebody else and say, you didn't do this, and you didn't do that. There's now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who are led by his nature,
amen,
and his character.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if folks talk about Jesus, what did he do? He kept doing the work.
Come on, man.
It doesn't matter what they talk about you, keep doing the work.
Amen.
I like the way Bill Belichick says it. Do your job.
Amen.
Coach Belichick, it don't make no difference what position you are on the football field. He's the head coach. He'll come over to the offensive line. Do your job. He'll go over to the special team. Do your job. That's what Jesus is telling us. Do your job. Don't listen to those that's talking about you. Do your job.
Yeah.
But don't listen to those that said that this church is going to fail. Do your job. Don't listen to those who put besmirching marks upon our pastor. Do your job. And as you do your job, Christ is going to be edified.
Yeah.
And Christ is going to build this because his hand is upon it. His hand has not left this place. God has promised this place because of his word and his purpose. And as long as we follow that purpose to be conformed to that image, God will not hold back anything from this place. Come on and give God some praise. Let's go back to Ephesians. So now we know the purpose. Our purpose is to be, is to carry that image, that nature, and that character. That is the purpose of every born again believer. That puts us all on the same level.
Amen. Right.
That puts us all on the same level. So it doesn't matter if you got a title in front of your name or not. I've got the same purpose that you are. That puts us eye to eye.
Yeah.
That don't put me over you.
Amen.
That puts us eye to eye on the same level. Jesus came down and talked to people face to face. That's what we're supposed to do. Talk to them face to face. Once again, verse 3 and 11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. We have boldness. I can go, if I'm lacking anything as far as ministry, I can go to God and I can get it.
Amen.
He will not hold back anything. It's, once again, it's not a thing of comparison. I'm going to use Pastor Rutherford for an example. Pastor Rutherford has been in the ministry longer than I have. And so has Pastor Garfield. Okay. So when I get the word, it's not God. In other words, God is not going to stunt him so that I can catch up with him.
All right. That's right.
But what God can do is God can give me a word, even though I'm younger in the ministry than he is, to encourage him.
Amen.
That's how God works.
Amen.
We can encourage each other. That's what I like. That's what pastors is brought forth by allowing this dispensation of grace that touched Paul. It touched our pastor. And that's what's going forth in this ministry.
Yes, yes. Amen. Oh. Amen.
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. 13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Don't faint. Pray for our pastor. He prays for us. Pray for him.
Amen.
Paul asked that you would pray for him that he would be able to stand and deliver, because at that time he was the first of his kind. Okay, in delivering that. Now, we're not the first. Okay, we're one of many. Okay, God has all people all over the planet preaching this same word of corporation and corporate ministry that we are.
Amen.
But this needs to go far, because a lot of folks think that all of a sudden their ministry is just going to take off and they're going to be the one that's going to do it. Let me tell you, it's not going to happen until we all come together under one voice. Amen. And that's Jesus' voice.
That's right. Wow.
Now, folks talking about they taking the lead, you're not going across the street. I'm just saying, just like it. Why? Because that's not the plan. The plan is for us to be a member, many body, with Jesus as the head, all of us going together.
Amen.
Spreading this gospel.
Amen.
With one mind and one accord. Not this one against this one. And I'm not going to even get into the, what I call them, the infomercials. But God all wants us on one point, so that we don't faint at this, even though we are criticized for it. Pastor took a lot of criticism when he began to preach this word. And I know it because how the pastor taught me and showed me. Then God began to say, okay, now I gave you that. I want you to follow along around this word. So he's not a lone wolf. God does think number two is number
Amen.
Witness.
Right. Amen.
So God had a witness in the church that what he was saying was true by raising me up with him.
Amen.
Yeah, and I began to catch it too. I get up and teach. I wouldn't teach for another 6 months. They like the pastor and Pastor Rutherford, I'll say this, they were more eloquent than I was. They were more eloquent. I was a bull in the china shop. If I thought that bean was going to be knocked over, you know, the gospel, I tried to knock it over and get the other one behind me. So I was, you know, one of the things when folks they described me as being rough, stern, and you know, some you know sometimes you get a little sensitive about it. You know, and I'm sure pastor has too on, you know, things when folks say things about you. So I went to the Lord about, you know, some of that criticism. And all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, did they call you? I said, no, they didn't. Preach what I told you.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I'm glad that. So once again,
Amen.
Don't faint at the tribulation. Pastor's not going to faint, but we need to keep him in prayer as God leads him.
Amen.
God has given him the vision for this church.
Yes.
God has established this church as one who was going to break forth this mystery. Because
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, right now, a lot of times, you don't hear very many folks going over into these epistles.
Right.
The epistles are to us. That's God's word to us. Where do we, the Jews are in the Old Testament and in the Gospel. Yeah. The king came to his own and they rejected him.
Amen.
They killed him. They put him to death.
Right.
When he rose up in the book of Acts, he tried to, Paul and Peter and the others tried to preach a risen Christ to the Israelites. They rejected him again.
Right.
So at that last rejection, Paul said, well, y'all reject him. God said he's going to have him a people. So I'm going to go preach to the Gentiles. God lead me to the Gentiles with this word, and they will hear it. And we have been hearing it. That's why we're saved.
All right.
Come on and give God some praise. Hurry along here. 14. It says, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. We are the family of God on the earth. Those that have gone on before us, they are still part of the body. Just because we cannot see them and cannot touch them and cannot talk to them, they are still part of the body, because Christ's body is not a physical thing, it is a mystical thing.
Amen.
It's a spiritual thing.
Amen.
All of the spirit are connected. So we bind, he binds these unto the Father, of whom the whole family of earth is named. We're all part of Christ. And Paul is praying here that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That's where we need to be strengthened.
Yeah.
As
Amen.
We walk this walk, you
Amen.
Need to be strengthened.
Amen.
That's why it's important for you to eat this word.
Amen.
I'm not talking about looking at the TV set. Let me tell you something. It's just like watching the cooking shows. How many folks get fat watching Bobby Flay cook? Or any of those others, or Chef Ramsay. How many gonna get full by watching them cook? You know, they can cook the most marvelous meals. That's not gonna fill my stomach. The same thing with the word. Watching them talk about the word, it's not much. Let's put it that way. What will help is when I open this book, Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and I begin to participate in, with him in this book and his word. That's when I get strong. That's when I can overcome. That's when I can go through, in spite of what I'm going through physically, in spite of what I'm going through financially or domestically. I can go through. Why? Because I have been enabled by the power of God through that word.
All right.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. When a tree grows, it has just as many roots going down as branches going up.
Amen.
So that it can remain firm in the ground, so that when the storms come, it doesn't break. Pastor was talking about the palm tree, how the palm tree just bends. You have to be able to bend when those winds are blowing so that you don't break.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Christ dwell in our hearts by faith, by the faith of him, we being rooted and grounded in love, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Mm-hmm. God wants us to be, all of us, be filled with his fullness. And what is this fullness he's talking about? He's talking about love.
Amen.
Amen.
Folks thinking about the gifts and all of this stuff and singing and anointing, God wants us to be full of his love.
Amen.
Because love is what's going to draw people.
Thank you.
You may be able to get somebody's attention with your voice or with your talent, but what's going to draw them in is the love of God that they feel permeating from your life. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When I got in this church, I got in a little bit of trouble. I did. I knew God told me to come here. And I almost let myself and my circumstances trick me out of here. But I came here one Wednesday morning, and Mother Grundy and Mother Rutherford and Sister Diane, all of them, they were over there in the fellowship hall cooking. And there's this one particular lady, her name was Sister Dorothy Lilly. And I was sitting there and you know, I was kind of going through and sitting there, but I had come to church. And she came over and she just started talking to me. And she said, you know what, Brother Tim? I'm kind of disappointed. I said, why are you disappointed? She said, because, you know, this is a person that promised me that they was going to do stuff and they was going to be here and they, you know, they ain't here to do it. And I made the mistake of asking her who was it, like she was going to tell me. But she did tell me. She said, it was you.
Wow.
I said, me? What it did, it shook me. What it let me know is that she loved me. She said, I'm looking, in other words, I'm looking for you to be here. We need your help here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for you to be here. Mm-hmm. That encouraged me in spite of my problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this. Be careful what you promise God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Folks, then Made God all kinds of promises, saying they're going to do this, that, and this.
Come on now. Come on now.
And then when circumstances come up, they find every which way to get out of that box.
Amen.
We were talking about the children of Israel, how they got tricked by these inhabitants of Canaan, who they supposed to be killing and kicking out, and how making a league with them. Mm-hmm. And God made them honor that. To the point where when Saul went to kill him, God sent a famine against Israel for 3 years because of what they did. Man. Be careful what you tell God you're going to do, because he is, let me tell you something, he ain't interested in your excuses.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You being a little high, that's where God explains to me, I'm not interested in your thinking, your feelings when it comes to my word. The only thing I'm interested in is that you fulfill my purpose.
Amen.
The reason why you can talk to me that way is because I call myself his servant. Amen. So God caused me to understand it. Now he did it in a roundabout way so that he didn't hurt my feelings. But he let me know, son, I'm not interested. Do your job.
Amen.
What you promised to do, you gotta do it.
Yes.
There's no way around it. God honors his. You know what? God blessed them because even though they did, they weren't supposed to do it, but because they kept their word for those years, God blessed them. When you do that, what you promise God, God will bless you and keep you. But when you don't, when you buy that buy and don't keep it, you're in for trouble.
All right.
Say that.
You're in for trouble. Now let's hurry up. We're going to hurry up so we can get out of here so Therese can see that game.
Amen.
So that we, 18 again, we may be able to comprehend with all the saints, what the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
God wants us to comprehend his love. Say that again. God wants us to comprehend his love. In the height of love, God's love is Christ. In the breadth, it's boundless. In length, it's endless. In depth, it's fathomless. And in height, it is measureless.
Yeah.
That's what God wants us to get across. His love. That's what the purpose of God is. That's what we are supposed to allow to come forth from our life. That's what we're supposed to practice. God's going to allow you to get into situations and circumstances where you're going to have to love some folks. Whether you really want to knock them out.
Amen.
He's going to happen. It happened to me. I was dealing with a brother, and I had to put my hand behind my back while I was talking to him because I was going to blast him. Right in the church, right down front. I was going to blast him. I had to show love. I had to restrain myself. You have to restrain them. Do all that you can do to love somebody.
Amen.
God wants us to demonstrate this boundless love, this endless love, amen, this fathomless love. It's so deep. God, we don't understand God's love.
Amen.
We don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's past understanding.
Right.
You know, I look at it like, why did you love me, Jesus?
Amen.
Why did you love me?
Yeah.
And it brings tears to my eyes because he loved me so much that he put his life down for me.
Amen. Amen.
And guess what? Sometimes we still fail him in spite of that love.
Yes, yes.
We still mess up when we're not supposed to, even though we are acquainted with God's love, but yet he loves us anyway.
Amen.
And all we have to do, we got to advocate with the Father. We go through Jesus Christ and ask forgiveness, and God restores us and forgets about that and puts it in the sea of forgiveness, which we ought to do when our brothers and sisters mess up on us, which we ought to do when our enemies mess up on us. Why? Because God said, love your enemies. Why? Because God is still after those lost souls. His purpose is not changed. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go to highways in the body and compel them to come in and let them know Jesus is Lord and Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Everybody stand. Amen.
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 Good word.
Amen.
Good word.
Hallelujah.
It's about the love of God.
Amen.
That's all it's about. That's what that mystery is about. Yeah, it's complicated things and there's depth to it, but the bottom line, when you get down to the bottom line, it's about God's love and how he hid the fact that he was going to love him. He had to hold it back from the Jews because they would have rejected him on the fact that he was going to connect himself with heathens.
My Lord.
That's why they rejected him. But thank God he didn't reject us.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank God he didn't reject us.
Yes.
Take everybody by the hand. I'm going to ask our pastors to come spread this love that it will be spread abroad the way it's supposed to be.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know that you are love and we are love creation.
Yes.
The only problem is, Father, you created this out of love and for love, and we've decided that we would love in our own way.
Yes.
But, Father, we're finding out in this end time that that's not good enough.
Yes.
Because that's not your way. Your love is your nature. Your love is your character.
Yes.
Your love is a representation of yourself in the earth through us.
Yes.
So, Father, I pray that you would allow the love, that grace, that mercy of God to begin to manifest itself in our lives despite our circumstances, despite our situations, despite what people think and say about us, Father, that we have the power and the ability to love them through you. Father, with us, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through you, Father. So give us the understanding and the knowledge that we need through your word that we have the power and the ability to love folks the way you loved us and gave your life for it. Father, let us demonstrate the power of your love in the earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for those that despitefully use us and love those that we know hate us. But Father, we shall press our way on in because we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling, which is in you, Christ Jesus. And that high calling is to let the love of God manifest itself, that all walls of petitions may be torn down. So, Father, do that in us, Father. Let us become that corporal head, Father. Lord God, that everybody might know that there is a way, there is a power, there is an authority, and it all wrapped up in love. Because your word said love conquers or overwhelms a multitude of sin. Lord God, we understand that the sin there is not the sins, but it's talking about the old nature. So those folks that hate, we can now love. Those folks that despite the use us, we can now pray for. Because it's through your love and by your love that we now have the ability through you to overcome the multitude, the many manifestations of the flesh that we're trying to override, but stand up against the things of God. So use us, Father. Transform us in our minds. Renew us in our spirit. Father, establish your covenant within us, Lord, that we might stand up and proclaim that every day that we live, every day we walk, is the acceptable day of the Lord. And we shall be glad and we shall rejoice in it because that love that is in us is greater than any situation, greater than any problem, greater than any sickness, greater than any tribulation, greater, Father. So, Lord God, let the greatness of your anointing in your spirit begin to show forth itself in our lives despite the circumstances or the situation, that we might run this race and faint not, Lord God, but that we might be strong, uplifted, and encouraged because you live in us and you died that we might live and you rose again that we might have power. So, Father, we thank you right now. Use not just this body of believers, but every body of believers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we no longer have to look at the signs over our buildings, but we can look at the cross upon our chest and upon our faith. Father, I thank you for it right now, and we give you all the praise for it, Lamb of God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.